It was a fake story spun by a comedian, and the press bought it hook, line, and sinker. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for Jimmy, Dan, and anybody else who's traveling with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery, built-in front pockets, a range of colors to match your outfit or any other style you might have. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So this is one of those stories where I've always thought about this. We often will read something in some magazine that's, hey, groundbreaking in the biotech industry, you know, that you can blink your eye like this and it cures cancer. I mean, there's so many stories that come out like that every single day, or stories that someone just put out there on the internet and eventually it makes its way into the pipeline and we start quoting a legitimate news source that got it from the pipeline.
Right. Well, the pipeline, I think, is called Twitter these days,
right?
So I might add.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's more reports about on Twitter this, that, and the other thing. You know, they said this than I've ever seen before, although I really do believe we may have actually calm that down a little bit. Is it because my head's in the sand? I don't watch news?
Yeah, I think it's your head's in the sand. Or for the wintertime, your head was in the snow.
In the snow. Yeah.
But this is, you know, again.
Tell the story.
I want to set it up just a little bit here.
Mecki Leeper,
right. Critics have often looked at reporters or the media and said, oh, yeah, you guys are so gullible. You know, anyone who puts anything out there, you'll just take it and run with it and give it to us.
Well, they react to what somebody said on Twitter.
Exactly.
And so then they have to take it down.
It turns out that we're much more gullible than you could imagine. And you were talking about this guy's name, Mecki. I think it's pronounced Mecki Leeper, who is a Danish, I believe, comedian.
Yeah. And he's on the Comedy Central TV.
Yeah, and it's called the name of this show that he did, or this company that he created, was called Vaev, I believe it is, V-A-E-V. It's the Danish word for tissue.
Right, but the control room was the special that he.
Right, he did a special control room. It was a social. It was a social experiment.
This was March
that aired at the end of March.
March 29th.
Right.
Yeah.
On my I have a couple of family members who have that day as a birthday.
Okay.
So what he wanted to do was, if I made up a story, could I
get away with it?
Get away with it, and would reporters run with it? So here, and the story, it wasn't as if he did something that was semi.
This harmed no one.
It didn't harm anyone. No, but he didn't even make up something that sort of made sense. Like you could say something like, if you mix radiation with chemotherapy and green tea, you know, it helps, you know, make you beat cancer or something. That's even within the realm of possibility. And maybe it is even the case. And he wasn't just doing, Stephen, why are you counting your fingers there? Are you adding up what I just said with the green tea and radiation and chemotherapy?
Chemotherapy form of radiation?
No, it is.
Thankfully, you'll never have to learn the difference.
Yeah, no. What?
There is a difference.
Yeah, radiation is more. Well, we're not. There is a big difference.
One
is zapping you with something. The other one is going into chemicals that they get.
Right.
And then there's green tea.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that there is such a breakthrough that's taking place.
No, but we're talking. You know, it's interesting going into the CBD world too, Dan, a little bit here.
But there's a lot of quackery out there, and that's the thing. People, whether it's
tell about the product. This is great because he makes up this company,
right? And again, the VAEV stands for tissue, and why that's important is he says that the theory behind this company is you take used tissue,
of course,
I guess germ infested tissue paper that costs like $80 a piece, I believe,
right?
And if you use it, it will.
Build up your immune system, keep you from getting sick. Have you ever had a flu shot?
I have.
You understand when you get a flu shot, they're putting the flu inside you.
Yes, but you can't get, like, this is ridiculous.
It's the exact same thing.
Oh, so snot on a tissue is the same thing like putting germs into your system with an injection.
His fake company, his bogus company, this made sense to him in some capacity. It's just like getting the flu shot. You put the germs on the thing.
You
put it inside you, your antibodies get to work, and now I'm going to give the common cold to myself.
But germs don't live on a piece of paper for an extended period of time. I don't think. Like, you can't.
How do you preserve unused tissues. Well, I'm just saying.
I can't even use a tissue the second time. Because if you sneeze and it blows a hole in the thing, maybe I'm not buying expensive tissue paper, and that's the problem.
But by the way, it was tissue paper. It wasn't a handkerchief. No. Which, by the way, is one of the weirdest things in our world. I mean, my dad, God love him, rest in peace.
I use handkerchiefs as pocket squares.
Handkerchiefs.
Right.
Right. And pocket square is one thing.
Right.
But blowing your nose in it and then sticking it back in your pocket
is not something that you can fold up and cover up the snoosh. Isn't that a Yiddish word, the snoosh?
Yeah, sure it is.
I think it is.
I think it is now.
Okay. I think it is because there was a boss of mine who used to, it was something like schmish or something.
Yeah,
I can't schmush.
Yeah.
But anyway, you fold it in such a way that the schmush is contained within it, and then when you blow your nose again, you pick a clean part of it.
Right.
Until you run out of clean parts, then you wash it.
Yeah.
In hot water with bleach.
You know what? Yes, it's just, I throw away the tissues. Anyway,
so, yes.
Had I known it was going to be an $80, you know, commodity,
right.
I would have kept them all.
You would have kept them.
By the way, this is a fake company.
But here's why.
He made this up. He got a logo. Did he use Fiverr, you think?
No, I don't. He did brand it.
Yeah.
He used Squarespace for his website.
Squarespace.
He builds out a website.
Yep.
Spends just under $1,000.
And bought followers on Instagram and Twitter so that when you go, whoa, he's got a lot of followers, it builds credibility.
It built credibility. I mean, in a very short period of time.
We have no credibility, so we have no followers.
With Short Buddy, he went after the established media with this bogus story to see if, in fact,
he shot a commercial.
He did everything that you need to have for a lazy reporter to do a quick Google search and say, oh, yeah, they're there. Or for them to even raise questions. The fact that he puts it out there, just like a press puts out the word, and someone from Time Magazine reaches out to him. And
Mandy Oakland.
Right. Well, yeah, I wasn't going to throw her under the bus, but
then
why not? I'm going
to throw her under the bus here. I'm
actually,
sorry.
She's out there already, so she's already been thrown under the bus.
That's right. And actually,
and I think Mandy's a she, not a I don't know.
I think it's a she.
Yeah.
But
there's Mandy Patinkin, who's a man.
Right. That's
right.
True, too.
But I'm not saying that's who it is.
Okay. Now I'm really, my head's hurting. Okay. So wait a second. So this woman reaches out.
Right.
And wants an interview with him.
Wants an interview.
With the comedian.
With the comedian who is acting as the CEO of this company. There is no company.
Does this make – and right now I'm like, wait a minute.
This is real.
Right, but couldn't she find out that this was actually a comedian?
So – well, he used a different name.
Oliver Neeson. I know, but it's like –
yeah, but
all right. Talked to him phone on several times.
Right. So here's the thing about it, and this is why I think this is for all you folks out there listening to this story. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. It isn't so much that we run with a fake story all the time, right? Like without questioning it whatsoever.
Right.
It's the fact that we ran with the story, period, without first vetting it, figuring out that it wasn't anything, and not running with the story. And why is there a distinction there? Because when Time Magazine did something on this, she raises a lot of questions within that story.
Correct.
She didn't just like take it all in and say.
It was very questionable. Wait a second. There's no record of this company anywhere.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's that whole thing of.
So she did some due diligence.
Right. But the thing is, she did the story anyway.
Yep.
So what you did was you took this illegitimate thing and then you asked questions around it. But still, the fact that you printed it gives someone the chance to look at it and say, well, yeah, there are those questions, but I believe it. So you put crap out there without vetting it. And it turns out that it's all made up. Now, here's the problem. The problem doesn't lie with her necessarily for not asking the questions. Now the story has gotten into the vein of our system, the flow of social media and how stuff gets viral.
24/7 news cycle.
Now people see something like that. Oh, look, Time just did a story on this. They don't see that questions were raised around it. They're just seeing a story was done. They just grab that part and say, oh, Time Magazine reports on the fact that snooshed with a tissue can make you ward off your next cold.
Yeah, sure it is.
Isn't that amazing?
And we're just...
And it was all
gullible.
Made up.
Yeah.
So all these news organizations were running with made up stuff.
They take it, as you know, you
exactly.
get newsletters. It's not your content all the time.
And
it's,
you're not putting everything in there.
It's repurposed content.
Yeah. There's no room to put in all the questions that were raised. No, you're just running with it.
Correct.
And that's the making of a fake story, a real fake story. And it's troubling. I think it's troubling because when a story like this gets out, I think the public then says, aha, see, we knew you guys. You don't do your homework. Anybody can make up any garbage and you'll run with it. And that's not true. I think that's unfair. But how do you argue against that when something like this happens?
Well, that's a very good point, Dan, and I'm not going to argue against it. I'm just going to look at it as it was and realize that this we are at a time in our world right now where we don't have time to check on things.
We don't. And then, yeah, that's
sad. And half, you know, it's not half the stuff, but the media continues to be a target. And, you know, I was actually involved with a media panel a couple of weeks ago at this NECAN convention. And, you know, there was a guy there from California who went after the Globe writer, Dan Adams, because he was a member of the media. And immediately said, you know, you people in the media, and, you know, it throws everybody under the bus.
Right.
And that's not fair, especially for a guy like that who works so hard on this beat that he's on and does a pretty darn good job.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, the Globe Spotlight Group is out there doing interesting things now on this emerging industry and what's going on in the inner city and with big money coming in and all that. And, again, point being, don't always blame the media for everything.
Right, right.
Okay? They're human trying to do a job to the best of their abilities.
Uh-huh.
And most of them do check it out, Dan. Most of them do work very hard and check on the background checks and then check them again, make sure this is what the person really said and all that. We've all, you know, and the pressure to deliver it first is
well, that's where it comes in. I want to be out there first with this story. Tissue can, you know, use tissue can make you feel better next time around. You know, it's like it's a great clickbait kind of thing. But I think
it works,
I hope the takeaway from this is that it's not even as much as don't be gullible, which, yeah, that's important. You can't be gullible. You got to check things out. But pause before you run with the story. Don't just throw it out there and then raise the troubling questions. But don't even run with the story until you have those questions that you're raising. Get the answers to those before you start doing the story, because that way it will keep it out of the public space. If it is just made up and you don't fall for, you know, prey to being gullible.
Right. And in this,
by a comedian.
And in this article about this story, it's interesting. He says the comedian starts off basically saying that Viacom, the owners of Comedy Central, didn't like the project. But it's something that he said, well, geez, I used to do this all the time when I was doing stand up in, where is he from?
I think it's from, yeah, from Denmark.
Europe.
I think
he's
it's
from Europe.
I think, yeah, Denmark. I think it's from Denmark.
I think
yeah,
he's from
yeah.
Denmark. So, you know,
not,
and I would
we'll
just make up
there.
Stuff. I would
we'll
just
make it up.
Stuff.
He's from Denmark.
Just make it, that's right. Why not?
We'll just make it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we're in the media. Yeah. We'll get blamed for it anyway.
Yeah, he's not really a comedian.
No. So he says, I figured it might just be fun to talk about these fake companies. And people are gullible and they want to believe that, you know, get in front of a crowd with a microphone sometime and tell them a story.
Yeah, they'll believe it.
They'll believe it.
Yes. All sad. Right. Do you believe us? We hope you did. Like this episode on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And also drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.